1,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
The Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views I've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters, the station you're listening to. They're my views, and today
yeah. will
be the views
okay, of I'm here.
This hour of Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
And Dr. Cuddy. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and hopefully we have our guest there, Joel Skousen. And Joel, are you there? All right, well, then we'll just have to get started without him. But certainly Joel from our World Affairs Brief is always one of our favorite guests. And we're going to be talking today about some of the major issues that we're facing at the present time. And, of course, one of the biggest things is the fact that we're having some very real economic problems. In fact, the housing market is really beginning to melt down. And suddenly we're hearing about all these people who can't make their payments on their homes. Their homes are being foreclosed. But nobody has asked why it was that the Federal Reserve System was actively encouraging people to take out adjustable rate mortgages that they obviously couldn't afford. Why it was that Alan Greenspan was encouraging the mortgage lenders to make loans that they knew could never be repaid. Why Alan Greenspan steadfastly opposed efforts to regulate the hedge funds, which of course are highly leveraged investments, and if they ever start to turn bad, they could take down the whole American economic system. Why Alan Greenspan actually refused to regulate the derivative market, which is even more of a ticking time bomb. In fact, Warren Buffett has referred to derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction, currently latent, but potentially lethal. Why Alan Greenspan dropped the federal discount rate to 1% and kept it there for several years, knowing full well that this was going to kindle an inflationary spiral down the line. Pardon me, you have to understand these are very, very smart people. They don't make serious economic mistakes. And yet they've done everything wrong, unless, of course, the ultimate goal is the destruction of the financial system of the United States. Now, if you look and see what's really going on in the world today, we have debts that there is no way that they can ever be repaid. I mean, we have the real debt of the United States is about $60 trillion, and certainly in a few years, relatively few years, why just to fund all the things we promised, the people who are still working after the baby boomers begin to retire are going to have to put in 50 to 60% of their income just to fund Social Security and Medicare, and then they're going to have to pay their income tax on top of that. I mean, the whole system won't work. So I think that the very, very smart people who are out there have a long-range plan. And they are going to involve us in a series of useless wars. They're even talking now about invading Pakistan, if you can believe that. They're still talking about invading Iran. We're facing a a crisis as far as Turkey is concerned. They're massing their troops on the northern border of Iraq, and they may very well move into that country. And what are we going to do? Are we going to just sit back and let the Turks start killing the Kurds? We're in real trouble from many, many points of view. We'll be back in a moment or two, hopefully with Joel Skousen here at the Genesis Network.
Fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. So if you're out there in the listening audience, why give us a call? Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we're simply asking, why has Alan Greenspan, when he was the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, done everything possible to bring about the current crisis? Now, Alan Greenspan is a very, very smart man. And if you've ever read his essay that he wrote back in 1966 about gold, I mean, I think it's as good an analysis of what's going on as anything you'll read today. And Alan Greenspan basically said this, talking about the importance of gold as an anchor for a monetary system. In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state's tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Well, certainly Alan Greenspan presided over a period of the greatest deficits America has ever seen. Our trade deficits are phenomenal, and this year it's going to be somewhere in the range of almost $900 billion. $900 billion. And certainly the domestic deficit, in other words, the difference between what we spend to operate our government and what we take in the way of taxes, is not going to be $230 billion, as the president has said. I guess he doesn't read very clearly, because the real figures are about $1.3 trillion if we were to have the federal government use the same type of actuarial standards that are required of private industry. In other words, we have certain things every year. We owe a certain amount of money for pensions and for health care and for other benefits. We promise to Social Security and federal employees and people who've been in the military, etc. And by the time you add that in, and you have to actually put that money aside and have it invested for so it can be paid out in the future, you put that in, the deficit this last year was about $1.3 trillion. So, of course, they're really not telling the American people the truth. Because if the American people realized how bad things were, they might try to protect themselves. And, of course, there is to be no escape for most people from the coming economic collapse, which I believe is specifically planned. In fact, there is this wonderful essay, and we've talked about it before, written by a Russian general who claims that he believes the reason we're going to attack Iran, which is totally illogical, will be so that we can simply collapse the world economic system and get out of repaying all the debt that we owe. And he says this will certainly be a very, very convenient thing. We'll say to the other countries throughout the world, well, we're not going to redeem your dollars. We're just going to default on our loans and start in all over again. Sorry. And we saw this with Argentina. We've seen this with other countries. And this is what the Russian general suggests may be the real reason why we're talking today, not only now about attacking Iran. They're even talking about attacking Pakistan. Oh, we've got to get to something about those terrible Taliban. We're just going to have to send American troops in. Well, if we send American troops into Pakistan, mind, we're going to go up against a well-trained army of well over 500,000 men. We will destabilize that country. The government will be overthrown, and then the radical Islamists will have access to the sophisticated nuclear Chinese missiles. And that, of course, were built with our technology, which are tipped with, of course, nuclear weapons that we helped the Pakistanis to build. So they will have literally hundreds of nuclear weapons and sophisticated missiles to deliver it with, and you're going to see the Middle East going up in a sheet of flames. People find this hard to believe. How could this possibly happen? But let me tell you, we're dealing with organized evil. We're dealing with people who have a different view of the world because they worship a different God. And they really do want to promote a major war in the Middle East. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. If you don't understand that, nothing makes sense. So we're really not over there at all to rescue Israel. That's, of course, what they want you to believe. And then they want you to hate the Jews accordingly because of that. But I very much fear that Israel is going to be destroyed, or at least badly damaged, in the coming wars that are going to simply grip the whole of the Near East and the Middle East. I will tell you, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, because we don't have a guest, and we'd sure like to hear from you. That's 1-800-259-5791. We'd like you to give us a call and let us know what you think. But think of the implications of really what's going on over there. Now, the Arab countries are frightened to death in this last week why they've sent representatives from the Arab League to Israel, pleading for them simply to agree to peace, pleading with them to go ahead and you know, simply pulled back to the borders of before the 1967 war, and the Arab League will guarantee, you know, that Israel will be recognized, that there will be certainly no more wars, that they will come and protect Israel against any radicals there. I mean, we're talking about Jordan, I believe, and two or three of the other countries there, but they're all in on this. They would not be represented in the Arab League. The Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Egypt and the other countries were frightened to death that a major war in the Middle East would affect them as well. Citizens, many of them who, you know, although not necessarily radical form Islamists to begin with, have become so furious with America and with what's going on, and the fact that America has kept corrupt tyrannical governments in power, lording it over them, that they beginning to side with the radical forms of Islam, which they never would have embraced before. But if they were to hold free and open elections in Egypt today, or in Turkey, or in Saudi Arabia, or in Pakistan, or certainly in Morocco or Algeria, the radical Islamists would win hands down. And of course, then we would really have an enemy. And it was all totally unnecessary. This was produced by the CIA that actually began to do everything they could to get a small group of people to begin to embrace this radical form of Islam, even to the point of getting the United States Agency for International Development to put out $51 million for Islamic textbooks that were to be used in the madras schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that were written in Arabic for Muslim students, that stressed the importance of returning to the old ways of Muhammad, and of course embracing jihad and dying for Muhammad, and of course killing the infidels. Now, why would the CIA and the U.S. Information for International, U.S. United States AID, Agency for International Development, be funding the printing of Arabic textbooks that would stress killing infidels, since we would be considered infidels? Because they wanted an enemy. That's the oldest trick in the world. You have to have an enemy. Did they suddenly make a serious mistake in what they did in judging what happened? Is this simply blowback because of a very foolish policy? Or is everything that's going on over there part of a long-range plan to bring about that class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington wrote about, and that's a name that Alice Bailey foresaw? And if you haven't read my February 2007 newsletter, you need to go up on my webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And realize, of course, the message that was channeled to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joakul. And that demonic spirit told her that at a certain time that was coming in the future, there would be a great war. And, of course, Christianity had no more significance. That the Jews really had no significance, that the Muslims were simply waiting for the return of the Mahdi, and they had no significance. And what they needed was a great war where they could pit the Muslims against the Jews and the Christians, and we would all kill one another off. Is it possible that this is what is really planned? And since many of our leaders today are under the same control of the same spiritual hierarchy that Alice Bailey was responsible to or was answerable to, is it possible that this is their plan? Well, if you want to know that there really is a plan, we have put together some pamphlets. They're called The Occult Hierarchy. There are maybe 15 or more of my newsletters based upon the writings of people writing for the New Group of World Servers, or certainly the Lucius Trust, or certainly the New Age movement, and they all interlock together, the Theosophists. This is a worldwide satanic conspiracy, which is, of course, in contact with beings from the other dimension that want to plunge the world into what I fear are going to be a genocidal war, where literally hundreds of millions of people are going to die. But go to my newsletter and pull down my article, my February 2007 article, and read it through. Read it through several times. They talk about the fact that the stage is set, the orchestra is down in the pit there, preparing their instruments to play. The actors certainly are all there. And the curtain is about to rise on the last great melodrama of history. And, of course, that will be this one great war that will usher in the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. And give us a call at 1-800-259-5791 as soon as we get back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
1-800-259-5791. But, of course, as we see this, everything coming down the line, nothing makes sense. And we started out talking about what's happening financially in this country. Is it possible that they're planning on engineering a major war so that we can justify not paying back our debts? Because there's no way in the world that we possibly can pay the massive sums of money, which is actually equivalent to at least four times, and even perhaps even more times, five times, the yearly gross domestic product of this country. That is what's really owned. It is a sum of money that can never be paid. And what better way to do it than simply to inflate it away with inflation in the process? Of course, we'll destroy the savings of the average American, and literally millions of Americans will lose their homes. But the whole plan has always been to lower the living standards of the American people to that of the second or third world nations. And if you doubt that, you need to get a copy of the Earth Charter written by those great American patriots, Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and of course Stephen Rockefeller in the Earth Charter. Point 10A talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And how do you get equitable distribution between nations when you've got all these people throughout the world who are living? Well, half the world lives on about $2 a day. Why, of course, you've got to raise their wages to ours, or you've got to lower our wages to theirs. And I would like to suggest that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, you may be able to make $10 or $15 a day, when we get the Chinese salaries up to that. But if you are a worker, you're a laborer, you're a factory worker, you're going to have to realize that your living standards are going to fall. In fact, we're going to be moving towards a two-tiered society. One group of people will be extremely wealthy, and they'll be protected by a powerful military and a powerful police force in a powerful police state. And because right now the FBI is beginning to hire informants, and just as the CIA has informants, so that you never know, even your best friend could be a government informant. They're very expert at befriending you and making you think that they're your friend and doing nice things for you, but they're really getting paid large sums of money by the government to entrap people all across this country. They've done it with many Muslims, but they've done it with many other people within the militia and within the Aryan nations and within all sorts of organizations here in the United States. In fact, I personally was asked to become an informant over almost 45 years ago. I can remember the fellow coming to my home and telling me all I had to do was, go to cocktail parties. I was a young doctor at that time, and see what people were talking about and keep tabs on them and then send in regular reports, and I'd get money and I'd be helping my country. I would be being patriotic by becoming an informant and letting the government know if some of these people out here might be subversives, wicked communists who were trying to overthrow our country. Of course, at the time, I didn't realize that the entire communist movement here in the United States was being funded by our great tax-exempt foundations and by money that was coming in from Russia that was being monitored by the United States FBI. But, of course, we were providing the money to Russia so they could fund the Communist Party here, because it was all this whole idea of we had to have an enemy to justify rallying the people behind the government and to justify a massive police force and a massive CIA, and to justify a massive system of informants, which we had at that time. In fact, it was said that almost 80 or 90% of the members of the Communist Party were government informants. I don't know whether that was true or not, but of course, the old adage, if somebody sneezed at the Communist Party, a meeting, why, of course, all of the FBI informants would say, God bless you. And, of course, most of them were government informants. The communist movement in America was thoroughly infiltrated by the FBI. No question about that. Just as the mafia is infiltrated, the Muslim radical movement is infiltrated. Why do you think we haven't had any major terrorist attacks in the United States since 9/11? Because there are no radical Muslims out there, no. Because they control the radical Muslim movement, as they control the the Aryan Nation, as they control the militias, they control the communists. Give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Right here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're out for a Sunday drive in the best-looking car in town. Now, what can you do on Saturday to make it beautiful for that Sunday drive? When we come back, I'll give you a shining example.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
How do you get those shiny cars that just drive better and are worth more? The International Car Wash Association recommends weekly washings and waxing every 6 months. Use cleaner wax for cars exposed to harsh elements or that are waxed only once a year. For new and garaged cars, use a sealer wax. For both, dry and polish with a wet synthetic chamois. And to remove dried wax from chrome seams and moldings, cut the bristles of a new paintbrush to 3/4 inch and whisk residue away. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have Dick calling from Oregon. Hi, Dick. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I used to be an electrician. I'm retired now.
Right.
But I did an electrical job for Joel Skousen. And after I got all done, he refused to pay me because he thought he knew more about electricity than I did. So I think he's nothing but a scammer, and I'm glad you can't get a hold of him today.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I like your program. I listen to it quite often.
All right, fine.
Whenever reception is good, and
okay.
Good today.
You're listening on shortwave?
Oh, yeah. That's all I got.
You're coming in pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. Let's go to John, who's calling from New York. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
Hi. Do you have a question? Let me once again get our number out. It's 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead. What's your thoughts, John?
Well, I just woke up to this about a year ago. I found Alex Jones by mistake, and then I got into the Power Hour, and now you. So I'm addicted to the GCN network. I have a house that's about $350,000 is the appraised value. I owe about $175 on it. I mean, should I try to pay it off and own it free and clear so they can't take it from me, or will they take it anyway? I mean, I know we have bad times coming ahead, but what should we do to prepare for this?
Well, I would certainly get out of debt. First of all, do you work for a living? Do you have a job of some sort?
Yes, I do.
And so if you really, if you lost your job, you wouldn't be able to make the payments. You want to have your home. And so, I mean, I would, if there's any way you could possibly pay it off, that's what I would do. Now, here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, I mean, houses are just ridiculously overpriced. And so, I mean, we had some of our people, we encouraged them to sell, and some of them got $700,000-$900,000. They took that money and they moved up to Washington. They got homes there for, I think one of our friends had, I think he got four homes or three homes and a couple of duplexes up in eastern Washington for the $900,000 he got out of his home. But, I mean, I don't think you're going to get anything much cheaper than that in Oregon. It may come down somewhat in value. But you want to have a home. I mean, certainly, are you married? Do you have children?
Oh, I'm married. I have four children.
The most important thing you have for your wife, wives look at things differently than you and I. They want a home. A home is security. And so keep that home, get the thing paid for, and then batten down the hatches. And if you can save something and get it to gold and silver, fine. But get out of debt so that if you lost your job, something happened, you'd at least have a home for your family.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Love your show.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And remember now, I'm not a financial consultant, and I really can't, but I tell you what I think. And because most financial consultants today will tell you that the market's going to continue going up. I mean, it's always gone up in the past, or if it's come down, it's always gone back again. Here we got to almost 14, I guess we did get to 1,400 the other day. It was backed away a little bit. But if you look and see what's really happening, why, certainly the market is being totally manipulated. Everything is being manipulated. Commodities are being manipulated. Gold and silver are being manipulated. Certainly the stock market is being manipulated by the plunge protection team. But all of this is grossly illegal. But then who are you going to complain to? And so my feeling is that we're in for some very, very bad financial times. But what's going to happen is when the market really begins to fall, it's going to fall so rapidly that you're not going to be able to get out without taking a terrible loss. And then it's very hard to sell when you've lost money because you always want to make it back again. And certainly financial investments are guided by two things, greed and fear. And we're driven by greed, and we're, obsessed by fear. And when you're fearful, you don't make intelligent decisions. So know exactly where you're going to go. Do not be dissuaded from it. And if you think the market's going to continue going up, get into it and stick with it. If you ask me, I wouldn't be in that stock market today, if they offered to make me Secretary of State. Well, I don't think they're going to do that. Certainly, I've been invited back to the White House for consultation. No, I think that we're in for some very real financial times. And if you get my latest newsletter, and I'm going to write a series of newsletters, and we look and see what's happened, it's very obvious that this whole system has been programmed to go down in just a sheet of flames. I mean, as I asked at the very beginning of the program, why did Alan Greenspan, who understands exactly what's going on because he's a brilliant man, why did he consistently refuse to regulate the hedge funds? He had to know that when you have something that can be leveraged 10 to 20 to 30 to 1, and by leverage I mean you just borrow money, and if the market goes up, why, you just come out making all sorts of money, but if the market goes down, well, you stand to lose phenomenal amounts of money, and these hedge funds will have, positions with one or two or three or four or $5 billion there, all built upon leveraged money. And if it turns against them, as they did with long-term capital management or recently with Bear Stearns lost something like $6 billion. They put in another $3 billion to try to keep the thing afloat, and it looks like they're going to lose that as well. It's only one of the major long-term banks, and it wasn't Barclays, but it was something Baring, I think it was. I mean, this is a bank that's been around 100 years, and somebody there was just playing options, and they took that whole bank and destroyed it in a matter of about 2 weeks. And simply because they were, you know, whether they were hedge funds or options, I'm not sure. But all of these things are just heavily leveraged. So why, you know, why did Alan Greenspan oppose efforts to regulate this, to keep these things from going down and taking down the market with them? Derivatives are even more of a problem because they're somewhere around $500 to $600 trillion. Let me repeat that. $500 to $600 trillion worth of investments in derivatives, and you go up and you look on the internet on Warren Buffett on derivatives, and Warren Buffett says that these are financial weapons of mass destruction, currently latent but potentially lethal. And Sir Julian Hodge, who's a very well-known British investor, said, you know, before you invest in these, I want you to put down in writing that you realize that when you play with derivatives, sooner or later they're going to destroy the financial system. I want you to say that and know that ahead of time. So why would anybody not want to regulate them when you had the power and the ability to do it? Why did, of course, Alan Greenspan do everything wrong? And as I mentioned earlier, why did he encourage people who could not afford to buy expensive houses to buy these houses using adjustable rate mortgages, knowing full well that when the rate went up on those adjustable rate mortgages, the people weren't going to be able to make their house payments, and they would lose those houses, and we'd begin to see what we're seeing today is more and more foreclosures all across America. And not only that, but why did they encourage these mortgage houses, you know, these mortgage brokers, to make irresponsible loans? And then, of course, they took all of these loans and they bundled them together, and they're on the bond market as CDOs. That's known as a collateralized debt obligation. But a lot of these, you know, were bought at 100 cents on the dollar valuation, considering the payments were going to come in to pay for the interest, and now down to 30 or 35 cents in value. And you're talking about literally hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, that's simply going to evaporate, and it's going to take many of our major banks down with it. So why would Alan Greenspan have done that? He is not a dummy. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. But the most incredible thing that Alan Greenspan did was actually, of course, to lower the discount rate to 1% and keep it there for years, and knowing full well that down the line this would result in runaway massive inflation, which is what we have today. And if you actually know what the real M3 is, it's about 11%. That's what the inflation rate is, and moving towards 15%. And in the course of about 5 years, you've totally destroyed the value of the currency. Do we have a caller? Do we have a caller?
Hi there.
Yeah, hi. Go right ahead.
Say, incidentally, what Alan Greenspan did was to at least keep the M3 reported. What do you make, Dr. Stan, of this failure to report the M3 now?
Well, basically, they do not want the American people, who are sophisticated enough to know what M3 is, to know what they're really doing. Now, would you like to describe M3, or would you like me to describe it?
Well, I understand the M3 is the amount of credit and banknotes out there. Is that not correct?
That's really what it is. It's the total amount. I mean, M1 is certainly the amount of currency in circulation, and maybe the checks. And you get to M2, the currency in circulation and checks, and then long-term time deposits and certainly other sophisticated forms of investment. M3 is the total amount of money in circulation, of dollars in circulation in the world. And the total amount it gets on into certain credit increments as well. And, of course, M2 is running about 6%, which really would suggest that inflation might be 6%. But that's not accurate. The real rate of inflation has nothing to do with M1, M2. It has to do with M3. And they're refusing to print it because they don't want the American people to know that they're inflating our currency and the monetary supply at 11%. Now, inflation is not rising prices. That is the greatest lie of all time. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is increasing the money supply. And, of course, rising prices are a direct result of increasing the money supply. And, of course, it may take a year or two to catch up, but right now the M3 is about 11%, and this comes from several people who are actually tracking this. They can track it, but Ben Bernanke can't figure out what it is. It's too expensive or something. No, they cannot let the American people know they're going to destroy the value of their savings, their pensions, their CDs, their annuities. It's all going up in a sheet of flame.
Now, Dr. Stan, I don't quite understand the world petroleum pricing, but it seems to me that pretty near everything seems to be based on the essential world prices of oil. And what I don't understand is apparently the People's Republic of China had purchased oil futures in U.S. greenbacks. I mean, those boxes of $100 bills fresh off the treasury presses that Saddam Hussein, I think they found, $600 or $700 million in one place. But where they buy these oil futures, investment futures, what tracking do we have on our currency? It's in world circulation.
Well, we really don't have any tracking on that money. That money is out there, and we know that the Chinese have a certain amount of it. They probably have maybe $700 or $800 billion of their $1.3 trillion total reserves, and certainly Japan has reserves of maybe $800 billion, and of that probably maybe $600 billion is in dollars. And it's said that the Asian countries have about $2.3 or $2.7 trillion in U.S. currency. But then, of course, all the countries of the world are using U.S. currency because we have an agreement with Saudi Arabia and the oil-producing countries that they will accept only dollars in payment for oil. And that's worked very well. It's made the dollar the reserve currency of the world. But that whole system is coming to an end because, number one, our dollar is losing value so fast that why should the oil companies want to accept dollars where, of course, the price is falling and they're losing money as long as they hold it. Number two, of course, that we've antagonized a lot of countries, Iran is moving away from the dollar, Venezuela is moving away from the dollar, Russia is moving away from the dollar, Kuwait, and I think Dubai, and one of the other oil-producing countries, maybe Dubai, has stopped using the dollar. And if this thing starts, and countries throughout the world stop using the dollar as a reserve currency, those dollars are going to come home here. Now, that means that everybody's going to come in here and start buying up our infrastructure. Already, almost 25% of our companies, of our major corporations, are foreign-owned. A lot of our food companies, Westinghouse, just as American as apple pie, that is Japanese-American pie, because Westinghouse is now a Japanese company. But they're going to come in and start buying up the rest of the infrastructure. And we've got one of two things. We can either say, well, you can come in and buy everything, and they've got enough money to buy up everything in America. Or we can simply say, you can't buy it here, and that means the dollar's worthless. So we're in real trouble. I believe that the dollar's eventually going to lose literally all of its value, and we're going to end up with money that's as valuable as the dollar that they use in Rhodesia today.
Yes. I think it was John Maynard Keynes. I think he was a Marxist economist, out of England. I think he was at Harvard. But wasn't he the person that made the statement that the quickest way to bring a country to Marxism was to debauch the currency?
No, I don't know whether he said it, but I think he's absolutely right. Whoever said it was absolutely right, and maybe it was Keynes. But you see, that you have to understand that the elite in this country support Marxism. Why would they do that? Because the truth is that Marxism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic thought and concept, but it doesn't work without force. Somebody has to be in control. And certainly we have far more socialism in America than they ever had, even of Russia or China. These systems are systems of totalitarian rule, which is why we back them. And that's exactly what the current leaders of America want. They want a totalitarian society where they're in control.
Well, you know, I think it was, Stefan Posny? I think he was chairman of the Stanford History Department. For years before that, he'd been with the Department of Defense, I think, at the National War College. But he wrote several books on you know, Marxism behind the scenes, and it was very interesting to me in his book, A Century of Conflict. I mean, he brings out that you have a lot of the same internationalists I know you have on your show that are essentially behind the buildup of Marxism, and he brings out also that, you know, Hitler was fueled, and most people, excuse me, I'll hold till after the break here.
Well, I'm afraid that's the end of this hour of the program.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for your contribution to the freedom in this country.
God bless you, and you're absolutely right. Capitalists in this country funded communism, they funded Nazism, and they're funding the totalitarianism throughout the world today. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. You know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings. All without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, apropos of what our last caller was talking about, If you'd like to know how the United States has funded communism, let me suggest my books, fund me my newsletters, the March, April, May, and June newsletters at RadioLiberty.com. That's the March, April, May, and June Radio Liberty newsletters. You can certainly pull them down for nothing on the Internet, or if you want to get 25 of them in little pamphlets, why, we'll give you a very attractive price. I think they're 25 for $49.95, plus you pay the shipping on that. But this is an excellent tool. Of course, then you'll want to get Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, his book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and certainly my interview with Professor Sutton, which we find on a DVD or a VHS entitled The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And we just go into how we financed the Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, the Germans during the Second World War, yes, and the communists from the very inception of communism, and of course my little pamphlets between March, April, May, and June of this year. Brings it right up to date. We're still funding the Russian communists and the Chinese communists. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, our leaders are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. Then if you're interested in understanding finances, and remember, I'm simply an amateur historian, but we've written that little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. That's The History of Money. I think it's only $3.95 plus shipping. And then we have a talk. It's called Financial Tsunami. It's available on video or on a DVD, and it comes with a syllabus. That's The Financial Tsunami. And you get that on a DVD or on a VHS, and it will give you a tremendous background as to what's going on, explain to you these various speakers, these various terms, what's a hedge fund, what's the carry trade, what are derivatives, and of course let you understand that we're in a perfect financial storm. And all of these things are coming together now as we begin, of course, sending our jobs overseas, as the price of oil goes up, as the dollar begins to collapse throughout the world. You need to understand what's going on. You need to begin making preparations to protect yourself in times like these. So these items, the pamphlets on the history of money, and, of course, the talk on financial tsunami, and, of course, the syllabus goes with that at a special reduced price, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It said you can get Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, and the DVD or VHS that goes with that, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, the only, the interview I know with Professor Sutton. It's available right at the present time, and we recommend it to you. And then, of course, we carry Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and a little book written well over 100 years ago by Henry Dickinson White, who was the president, I believe, of Cornell University, and that's called Fiat Money, Inflation in France. And you'll find that what happened in France is just exactly what's going on today, only it happened in France in 1789. So all of this information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you haven't actually got out there and got me, take your action to what needs to be done right now. And certainly if you'd like an emergency food catalog or a health food catalog, we'll get it for you. But if you have the catalog, order those things now. You need a big Berkey, you need water barrels, you need water pumps, you need all the other things. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're in for difficult times. We're moving towards a dictatorship. Do you value freedom? What are you doing to help us?
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests, and hopefully this hour we're going to have with us Joan Vian, the women's group, and we're going to be talking about what's happening on the world financial markets. We're going to be, and of course, Joan goes to all of these international meetings, and she knows certainly Paul Volcker, and she's met him on a number of times, and many of these other people out there who are really pulling the strings behind the scenes. And she has an excellent grasp of what these people are up to, and Cindy knows that everything is manipulated. And it's all a matter of timing, how you would go about investing. So we're going to talk with Joan a little bit about what she does. First of all, we'll talk about Joan Vian, the financial consultant who manages other people's money and the things that she talks about there, you know, and her dealings with her clients. And then we'll talk about what's happening as far as the internationalists and their plan on manipulating our society, how they're using global warming, how they're using the environmental movement, how they're using every aspect of what's going on today to bring about a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. Joan Vian, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for having me.
All right, I understand you've been pretty busy here recently.
I'm always busy.
I know you are.
As you know, I was in Vienna for the 7th global meeting on reinventing government. And just the title, Reinventing Government, should really jar people. I mean, what are we reinventing our government to? And why isn't the old system working? And why do we need to reinvent? And what does it mean? And will you and I have the freedoms and the representative government that our Constitution meant for us to have?
Well, don't a lot of the people over there really not believe in the Constitution or believe in freedom for anyone but themselves?
Well, it's very interesting, you know. Obviously, foreigners aren't about our Constitution, and I'm not sure our government is worried about our Constitution or preserving and protecting it. If they were, then would not have had Al Gore call the first global meeting on reinventing government in 1999. So, you know, here we are. At the 7th meeting, you know, 6 years later, and you start seeing a pattern, and you start seeing, above all, most of all, a complete harmonization. A harmonization of structure of government, a harmonization of the, by structure of government, I also mean how it is being changed and what it is being changed to. In my book, Global Straitjacket, I spend a whole chapter with a lot of very important charts showing the complete inversion, perversion of our representative government to something that our forefathers did not want us to have.
And I think, of course, our forefathers, our founding fathers, were really very, very smart people. They've recognized that if you ever allowed, of course, the centralization of power, it would be misused. And that's exactly what's happening today. You have a small group of people who have a different worldview, and they want power. They swear to uphold our Constitution. They hate our Constitution. They hate freedom. And they're doing everything they can to change America from what it was to what they want it to be. But they can't let the people know. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Joan Vian is talking about this plan that they have for restructuring or reinventing government. And, of course, one of the things that they want, of course, is this sort of marriage between government, corporations, and NGOs. But as Joan points out so well, these non-governmental organizations or NGOs are usually funded by the corporations or by the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Pew, Carnegie, Ford. Similar corporations, of course, fund these NGOs, so they don't represent you and I, although they want you to think that they do. They represent the same fascist element, this corporate governmental structure that wants to control every aspect of human endeavor. Would that be a fair statement, Joan?
Absolutely. And you know, what we are seeing, Dr. Stan, is the elimination, or what we have seen. Let me just chat about that and then go into reinventing government. What we have seen is, first of all, in order to make these changes, they needed to put in place an international level above the nation state. Hence the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, UNICEF, UNESCO, the World Trade Organization, the International Criminal Court. If I didn't mention the United Nations, I do that now again. And so they have a myriad of global entities that basically mirror how any government is structured, but it's on the international level. And then from there, they have been busy for the last 60, 65 years consolidating power as representatives from the countries of the world go to the World Bank, or they go to the International Monetary Fund, or the United Nations, or UNESCO, or like even the United Nations Office on Outer Space Activities, or the World Health Organization, etc. And so they go there, and there they make decisions and rulings, and then those representatives go back to their countries, and guess what? They change national law to conform to international law.
And of course, there's increasingly pressure here in the United States to conform our laws to that of the world bodies. And in fact, recently, wasn't it, we had a number of murderers of people from Mexico who had actually committed horrible and detestable crimes. There was no question. And of course, the international courts are saying, well, but you didn't tell these people they had a right to be have a consul with the consulate of Mexico or their country. Therefore, you've got to give all these people either another trial or let them go home. And there's pressure to force our courts to accede to these crazy international rules and regulations that would set murderers free and put innocent people behind bars.
Absolutely. It's very, very heinous. And Americans are trying to figure out what's going on, but truly at every level, we are being dictated by international law coming from the United Nations and its entities, agencies, commissions, etc., and organs. So if you're going to move things up to an international level, then actually, you know, you have to tear down the barriers between the nation states. You have to start harmonizing. Harmonizing includes not only the value of the currency, and we've seen the dollar have a precipitous drop over the last 40 years. You have to harmonize the structure of government, and what we are in the process of seeing is that most governments out there are busy changing and harmonizing their social security laws, their retirement laws, their tax systems. And speaking of tax systems, the United States is the only country in the world not to have a value-added tax or a flat tax. And what you are hearing at every turn from all the people running for government is that we need to change our tax system, and a flat tax would be more appropriate.
Well, of course, what I could do about the income tax? Do we get rid of the income tax, or do we just get a flat tax on top?
Well, you get both of them.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that nice?
Gee, you know? So what they'll tell us is that, hey, we need more money, we're broke, and in order to get more money, one of two things will have to happen. We either move completely to a flat tax, or we piggyback a flat tax on top of a lower income tax.
Well, of course, the government never has enough money, and they have to have money to fight their wars, and they have to have their money to bribe people in other countries. They have to have their money to finance the informers throughout this country, and of course, to listen to our telephone calls and to set up a police state structure. They are doing. They have to have that money, of course. If they didn't have the money, they couldn't fight all their foreign wars. They couldn't have their police state. And so they have to get the money, and they're going to figure ways of getting it. And, of course, we're going to have to go along with it. If you had a vote tomorrow, I would say that 95% of the American people would vote against the income tax. But, of course, we're not going to be given that opportunity, even though it is outlawed in the Constitution.
So what we're seeing is a complete harmonization, and now we come to reinventing government. My first book is on Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. At that time, I had no idea how very central and key Prince Charles is and was to world events and affairs. The title, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, comes from the...
Well, go ahead. I said Prince Charles is in favor of sustainable development.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying. Go ahead. Prince Charles.
Comes from the fact that Prince Charles worked behind the scenes to get Agenda 21 to be approved, and the terminology was to go down at Rio de Janeiro.
And of course, didn't he actually hold a meeting on the Voyage yacht there before the Secretary Summit in 1992? And they had, of course, some of the most wealthy men in the world and the financiers of the world and the world leaders, including Al Gore, were there. And they laid out this whole plan for sustainable development and global warming and this whole scam that's being used to centralize power with government. Because as they talk about the danger of environment and this, that, and the other thing, there's a common denominator. The only solution is more government control. And that's, of course, the solution to the global warming scam, more government control. Go ahead, Joan.
Well, I think what's very interesting, yes, Prince Charles did two things. Number one, he was working behind the scenes to get Agenda 21 to be approved in Rio de Janeiro. And then he was very instrumental in making public-private partnership something that everybody had to do. And he formed the Prince of Wales International Business Leaders Forum, comprised of 50 key multinational and transnational corporations to go around the world to begin setting up public-private partnerships. A public-private partnership basically is a business arrangement in which business buys out government, or business takes over what government used to do. It is basically a merger of government and business.
Isn't that what they call fascism?
Absolutely. And so if you're going to change the structure of government, if you're going to give business this free-for-all whereby they can now manage government and they can take over water and they can buy infrastructure all over the world, whether it's roads or hospitals or bridges, etc., water, electric, gas, utilities, then you have to change the structure of government. And when Al Gore hosted the first meeting, it was to follow up Bill Clinton, who ran on a reinventing government agenda. I did not realize, I never paid any attention to him, but he said from the outset that he was going to change government. And in March 3rd, 1994, he announced, quote, "We intend to redesign, to reinvent, to reinvigorate the entire national government." In his January 1995 State of the Union address, he announced a new covenant, which he said would equip our people to meet the challenges of the new economy. Now, what he didn't explain to them was that they would lose representative government, well, and that for the most part they would have no voice.
And of course the thing is that the elitists do not want the common people like you and me to realize that they have a plan, and the last thing they want is representative government. They want to run everything. Oh, we can go to the polls and vote for the candidate of their choice. They'll rig the elections as they do with the electronic voting machines. Certainly they will control who's going to run because they control the media. And if you have an honest man, you'll never hear about him. He'll not be mentioned by the controlled medium. I'll never forget when I ran for Congress, and my local newspaper even refused to print the fact that I'd won the Republican primary. And the reporter told me when she went to the editor and said, oh, aren't you going to print the fact that Dr. Monteith won the Republican primary? The editor said, of course not. That is not known as freedom of the press. When you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to suppress. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're doing more good now on radio than probably you could have done in Congress. So God basically worked that out very well for you.
He does, you know. Sometimes we're a little disappointed he doesn't want us to do it. We want him to. I think as we get older, we realize that we're supposed to do what he wants us to do, or rather what we want to do. Well, our guest, of course, is Joan Vian. And, of course, we'll be telling you how to get in touch with Joan a little bit later. But she's talking about these meetings we have on, of course, reinventing government. And I want you to know that Prince Charles is really making all sorts of sacrifices. He's riding his bicycle now. We're increasingly to show conservation. Of course, his bodyguards, his butler, driving the Rolls Royce behind. But Prince Charles is riding his bicycle as an example for you and I.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way. With the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack, this is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Please, John. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, certainly, Joan is suggesting people go to her group. Is that women's group? Is that .com or .org?
Womensgroup.org.
Womensgroup.org. And there are a number of excellent articles there on reinventing government. You were saying something about Heidi and Alvin Toffler?
That's correct. They wrote a book called Creating a New Civilization, The Politics of the Third Wave in 1994. And, you know, Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword, a very glowing foreword to that book. He basically, you know, is a globalist or a fascist, I guess that's the best way to put it. And so we see when we start taking a look at the people and the groups behind reinventing government, I mean, from people like the Tofflers, who were just considered futurists, to Bill Clinton, who basically was chairman of the Democratic Leadership Council, the DLC, which is a progressive group organization that is linked with another one in England called the Smith Institute, and all of them are behind progressive government, or communitarianism, as it is also called, or the Third Way. And when I started analyzing what had transpired, you have in the 1980s, you had Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher adopt smaller government. And they did that, or Margaret Thatcher supposedly did, after reading von Hayek's book. Von Hayek wrote Road to Serfdom. And so she came up with spinning off government assets, and then Reagan started doing that in the 80s, and then in the 90s, so interestingly, you had Clinton running on reinventing government, and you also had Tony Blair, who ran on reinventing government. And so the 80s with Thatcher and Reagan were followed by the 90s with Blair and Clinton reinventing government.
Well, all I can say is, of course, everybody knows that Ronald Reagan was in favor of cutting taxes, but he gave us the biggest tax increases in history. Everybody knows he was in favor of a balanced budget, but he gave us the biggest deficit spending in history. He even gave us the Tax Simplification Act, which purpose was to make filling out your income tax much more difficult. So you say one thing, you do the other, and of course you only understand it by his deep involvement in astrology. And if you want to get into that, the book is called What Did Joan Say? By Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer that Nancy went to regularly, and of course who Ronald consulted to his wife. And of course the title, What Did Joan Say? Was the fact that Ronald would always want to find out and get his orders from Joan Quigley on how to run our government from an astrologer. The book, What Did Joan Say? It's available up on the internet at get it off of Amazon.com. So nothing is as it appears to be. Go right ahead, Joan.
Well, no, nothing is as it appears to be. And so when we start taking a look at what is happening in the market, for example, part and parcel of changing the structure of the world, harmonizing currencies, dropping the value of the dollar so that we can then go into a world currency, is really what we're seeing happen in the market and in the world today. The dollar has dropped since 1975, when it would buy 3.5 Deutschmarks, which is now replaced by the euro, to go from, actually it was 3.65 Deutschmarks, down to about 0.7 euros, where you're not even getting a whole euro. And then on the yen, to go from 3.55 all the way down to 1.2 on the yen, what you're really seeing is a lot of manipulation in currencies. There's a lot of money to be made if you know which side of the currency to be on. The dollar at this point is just being trashed unmercifully. You wonder what our forefathers would think if they only knew what the last 15, 20 presidents have done to America.
Well, I think first people understand that the plan is to impoverish the American people. And first, poor people are not going to oppose this move towards the fascist society. They're going to destroy the certain savings of the American people, the pensions of the American people, their CDs, their bank accounts, their annuities, anything denominated in dollars. But we can't let them know. We can't let them know that inflation is really running at much, much higher than they're telling us. Unemployment is much higher. And, of course, they're not going to find out until it's too late. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vian.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
We'll be right back. Well, I guess it's Joan Vian. And before we go on, Joan, I'd like you to tell our listeners about, about your websites. You have two of them. One is for the women's group, and the other is your business as a financial advisor.
Well, I have two businesses, but one website.
All right.
I don't have a website for Vian Financial because it's almost a full-time job keeping up the Women's International Media Group. But I have been in the investment business for over 25 years. I basically started when the Dow was at about 1,000, and then it dropped to 750. And they basically said it couldn't go any higher, and here we are at about 13.5 or 13.6, something like that. And so anyway, I've been in the investment business for over 25 years, and now I am, I ended up 14 years ago when I saw world government at my first global meeting. I realized that I could not just work my business, but that I needed to help people understand the changes that I was seeing and reporting on the international level. And so I have worked, if you will, two businesses. One is my tent-making business, Beyond Financial, and the other one is the women's group. And as such, the meeting in Vienna was my 94th global meeting. I would say maybe about half of my meetings have been outside of the U.S. and the other half have been inside the U.S., whether they've been at the United Nations or the World Bank or some of the other meetings that are held within the U.S.
Well, now, do you feel that the fact that you've attended these meetings gives you an edge on other financial advisors because you know what the elite are really planning for us and for the world?
I think it has helped a great deal, Dr. Stan. It has given me great discernment. It has given me great insight. I remember coming back from the World Trade Organization in 2002 in Cancun. Now, I had been to the World Trade Organization in Seattle in, 1998, something like that, 99 maybe. And at that meeting, I was totally blown away because of all the destruction that happened. And I wasn't really able to understand the workings of the World Trade Organization like I saw in Cancun. But I came away from the World Trade Organization and I thought, you know what? I've never looked at shipping stocks. And so I started watching shipping stocks, and my goodness, they were going up 10-20% within a month. And I thought, my goodness, they are at all-time highs. And I decided to invest client monies in shipping stocks at that time, and they did very, very well. Now, of course, you know, the big boys always want to take their gain, and so they will find an excuse or a reason to take their gain, and they did so. But for the most part, shipping stocks are shipping stocks. I mean, you know, if you're going to have a global economy and we're going to ship everything to China and then China's going to ship it back, you need ships. If China, because of how fast they're growing, how big they are, they need coal. And some of the major coal deposits are in Australia. And so it is not uncommon for lines of boats from China, to and from China, or to and from the east, from Asia, to be lined up at some of the ports in Australia and have to wait even a day to get loaded because of how many boats there are. You know, that's just an example. So people say, well, look at what's going on right now, look at the dollar, look at this, look at that. It's very interesting. Most of your listeners know that the dollar, excuse me, the Dow fell, what was it, 335 points, 332 points. I always am amazed at how close they resemble Masonic numbers, but in any event, 300 and some points. And today, down from 400 and some. My point is that it's the fallout from the subprime. There are people who say, we're going to go to, you know, wear in a handbag and, oh, my goodness, the sky is falling. Well, you know, I have those kinds of headlines in my research files, and I can pull out 01 and 02 and 03 and 04 and 05 when they said the very same thing. You know, the dollar is falling and the Dow did this and interest rates are doing that. There are some, you know, there's a lot of reason for concern. However, you know, I found it very interesting today when they were defending the move in the market that all of the key commentators on Squawk Box, and I don't recommend Squawk Box. First of all, I think they're a bunch of liars to begin with, but I listen to them because I have to hear what, if you will, is going on Main Street thinking or Wall Street thinking. And it was very interesting today. They kept saying the global economy, the global economy, globalization. And what is very true, when you tear the barriers down between the nation states, and that's what has happened politically, but it's also happened from a trade standpoint, it's happened from a legal standpoint, but it has also happened from a financial standpoint. There is a great deal of power. Now, is this based on debt yet? Yes. Is it controlled and manipulated by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and Lord knows whoever else? Yes. Has anything changed since the 1800s with the advent of the Rothschilds? No, nothing, with the exception that the barriers are down between the nation states. All the countries are controlled by central banks, and yes, they're inflating. But actually, this is not anything new. What is new in the last, since 1970, how long ago is that? 36 years ago?
Right.
37 years ago? What is new since 1970 is in 1971, Nixon took us off the gold standard. Very, very serious. And without Nixon taking us off the gold standard, we wouldn't have floating currencies. We wouldn't have the ability of very powerful people and governments and central banks buying and selling currencies and bringing them up and down, sort of like an accordion that, you know, plays through air and goes back and forth, you know, in some kind of rotating motion. And so, yes, they have devised greater ways to skim off the top, but at the same time, they also have devised greater ways, greater power of various companies and corporations in making money. Are some of the major international bankers taking a beating? Praise God, they are. They set up the subprime loans. They created them. They manipulated them. They lied to the poor people who took those loans. We need to pray for those poor people, you know? They thought that they were going to live the American dream. They were told that they could live the American dream. Part of the United Nations said everybody should have their own house. George Bush stood up and said, we're making it possible for everybody in America who wants a house to have a house. But he didn't explain to them the fine print. And the fine print and sharks and other savory people basically took these poor people and put them in loans. Yes, they had a higher interest rate, but they didn't explain the bells and whistles. They didn't explain what would happen when interest rates rose and how their mortgage payment would go up $200, $300, $400, and $500 a month so that they wouldn't be able to live in that house or afford it. I mean, this is a major travesty.
It sure is.
It is a major travesty. Oh. And now these vultures are going to fight over the remains. And so, yes, Countrywide Financial can drop. I think the value of the stock has dropped 33% since its high of 43. It's now down, well, last I looked today, 28. But the bottom line is there's a number of situations that have, I think, on purpose, like everything else. They've been created on purpose. So the central bank can come in and quote-unquote fix it. You know, order out of chaos.
Well, of course, the thing is that the average individual is not in a position to anticipate what's going on or evaluate it. That's why you actually have a financial service. Would you like to get your telephone number out if anybody's interested in talking to you? Because Joan's been at this a long time, and her job is to do the worrying for you and not to panic. The market is guided by fear and greed. Your greed and your fear, and if you respond to your fear, you're going to sell when you shouldn't or buy when you shouldn't. So anyway, why don't you get your telephone number out? Because you've been doing it for 25 years. You survived. I've survived.
My clients have survived. That does not mean that I'm perfect. That means that I know a little bit more than the average person. That number is 301-371-0540.
One more time.
301-371-0540.
All right, that's the Beyond Financial Group?
That's right, and we'll send you an information packet, which includes a brochure about our services and an economic newsletter.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, now, Cindy, this is a very difficult time for any unsophisticated person to be in the market. And I would suggest that unless you have somebody who really knows what they're doing advising you, why, of course, you stay away from it. And Joan, I've known for a long time. She does support Radio Liberty, and we think she does a pretty good job. So, anyway, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Do you want to get back to...
Oh, I want to talk about these fools. No, actually, what they're doing, Dr. Stan, is I look at why hasn't the market fallen? Why haven't we had a major, 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 huge correction? They keep coming out with new investment schemes, and that keeps the money moving. That's all part and parcel of feeding the market. So the market is being fed consistently and constantly with not only new gizmos like options and collateralized mortgage obligations and collateralized debt obligations and TIPS and junk bonds, but also it has been manipulated and changed because the market is now central to how the world runs. Globally, most of the mortgages in the world are being thrown into the market. And so whether the Chinese buy them or the Saudi Arabians or the Japanese or Americans buy the mortgages, it's now just part and parcel of a major investment. And the market now determines the value of everything. The market determines the value of housing. It determines the value of gold, of stocks, of bonds, and of currency. I remember a couple years ago I was at the G7 finance ministers meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then Treasury Secretary John Snow, I almost fell off my chair. I went down there for that one press briefing. It was worth every penny. And from that press briefing, he gave a major speech. It was only a couple sentences long, but it was a major speech. And in that speech, he said, the market now determines the value of the currency and not country policy. I'm like, what? For people who are interested, they can get a copy of that newsletter. I think the price of that newsletter at the time I wrote it was $10. They can call 301-371-0540. We'll send them a copy of the newsletter that I wrote on John Snow and market-based democracy. And so we now have some new funds, some new gizmos. They're called stabilization funds and sovereign wealth funds. It's very interesting. There's this big major blurring going on, Dr. Stan, between what is government investment and what is private investment. For example, in Russia, we have a situation whereby one of the government of Russia has bought up part of Blackstone, the private
investment corporation here.
That's right, Blackstone Corporation. They bought it up before it went public, and we are now starting to see where these sovereign mortgage, the sovereign wealth funds are actually governments that are going around the world buying up infrastructure and other assets of other governments.
I know they buy infrastructure, or sometimes they're actually buying corporations.
They're buying whatever they can get their hands on.
And of course, basically, we have all of these countries, they have massive amounts of dollars. They want to get out of those dollars, and they don't want to simply sell them because they drive the price of the dollar down. So they want to use those, and they'll take a couple hundred billion dollars, form a sovereign fund, and come over here and start buying American. And I'm talking about just buying up the United States, and the same thing with Japan, and many of the other countries are doing exactly the same thing. And pretty soon, there's not going to be much left for the American people. And already the New Jersey Turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, the Chicago Skyway, our dams, our electric companies, our utilities, they're all being bought up by sovereign funds.
Yeah, it's you know, pretty amazing and pretty scary, because you're just seeing a blurring all over the place. You're seeing a blurring of what government is or what government was. You're seeing business buy up government. Now you're seeing government buy up government, or government buy up somebody else's assets, or government buy up corporations. This is absolutely amazing. You talk about a crazy world. You talk about it's just really exploding. Now, what should the individual understand? The average individual should understand that we are no longer in the old days. Our dollar is changing in value. It's no longer backed by gold. Consider the young person, Dr. Stan, who was born in 1971. Do you realize that they have been on a treadmill all their life and they never knew it?
And because they're never going to get off of it, because unfortunately, why? They're never going to, at least in many areas, they're not going to have enough money ever to buy a home. Certainly no young person living in my area, unless they've got an income of a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, can afford a home. Joan, let's get your telephone number one more time. If they'd like to get in touch with you about investing.
301-371-0540.
All right, one more time.
301-371-0540.
And, of course, that's for the Beyond Financial Group, and then, of course, there's a women's group as well. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joan Leon, right here at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
America.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess it's been Joan Leon, and as I mentioned, Joan does support Radio Liberty, and but we've always had her on here just to get her general views of what's going on across America and across the world with these financial meetings she goes to. There is an elite that runs the world. If you don't believe it, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's available, and not only the book, but the DVD and or the VHS. And, of course, if you can't afford it, well, you can go up on the Internet to RadioLiberty.com and pull down our online videos and sit there for 2 hours and watch it, of course, on the television screen of your computer. But, of course, we hope you'd want to get one and show it to others to begin to educate them about that there are secret groups that run America and direct our foreign and domestic and financial policies. And then, of course, you need to get my talk, A Hidden or Forbidden Agenda. That's Forbidden Agenda because these groups have been around for thousands of years. And their job, their purpose, their goal is a one-world government. It's always been the same thing. Nothing has changed. And just as at the Temple of Babel, there was an incomplete building that was built during Nimrod's time. So you can go to Strasbourg in Europe today where the European Parliament bureaucracy meets, and the building is a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. And that's what it's all about. They're moving towards the same world government that existed in the days of Nimrod. Yeah, of course, you need to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the DVD Ripple Effect. I should say the Riddles in Stone. That's Riddles in Stone. And then, of course, we have the DVD with Chris Pinto, The Atlantis Connection, the DVD with Constance Cumby, The Emergence, and a four-tape set with Constance Cumby. We have so much information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have a great four-tape or four-CD set on the Military Commission Act, which goes into the fact that we are moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. You need to get our information on concentration camps. You need to get the concentration camp special, and you'll actually see the DVDs. You'll see some of the congressional hearings where they're talking about the plan to do away with the Constitution and arrest American citizens and put them in concentration camps. That's a statement made by Congressman Gonzalez. You'll see him making that statement. They know what's going on. They just don't want you to know. And, of course, as you know, Halliburton's been paid $385 million to begin to build concentration camps here in the United States. Why at this time in history? Because they know there's going to be political unrest, and whether it'll be certainly a major attack, terrorist attack, real or staged, we don't know. Whether it'll be an epidemic of some terrible new disease they've created. And if you don't believe they make new diseases, why, we'd be glad to send you the pages from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book back in 1970, Between Two Ages, where he talked about the ability to create new diseases. Or the pages from the Rebuilding America's Defenses, written in the year 2000, where they can make genetic-specific diseases. In other words, we could kill off certain races. And then, of course, you need to get the book Emerging Viruses by Len Horowitz. Project Daylily by Garth Nicholson, one of the leading scientists in the world, where he talks about what happened to he and his wife when they uncovered a plan to use these terrible experimental new drugs as new diseases on the people in Huntsville, Texas, there at the prison. And then the epidemic of of Lou Gehrig's disease, the epidemic of multiple sclerosis. These don't come in epidemics, but they came in Huntsville. And then the efforts to kill Professor Nicholson, and how they did kill many of the people he worked with. Project A-Lily, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about real things.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called Nutri-Trala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
More. The FBI director is at odds with comments made earlier this week by the Attorney General. More from correspondent Jerry Boatlander.
Contradicting what Gonzalez told the Senate Judiciary Committee under oath earlier this week, FBI Director Robert Mueller told a House panel the terrorist surveillance program was the topic of a now famous hospital room disagreement between administration officials.
The discussion was on a national